Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make for a Beautiful podcast. I wanted to talk briefly about what I am calling Holy Spirit tics. I don't know what else they might be called, but an example would be I went and saw John and Carol Arnott at a healing prayer conference, and Carol periodically in the middle of a sentence, and it wouldn't even necessarily be at the pinnacle of emotion or something. She might just be in the middle of a normal sentence. She would suddenly kind of tip to one side. So if she's standing on both feet, her body would tip to one side and she would go, whoa. And she wasn't being funny. It was like a tic. It wasn't something she could control. It was just something that would happen. And I thought, that's odd. You know, it's interesting. And my friend Michelle Deus was telling me about how after she had gone to Toronto some years ago, when she came back, I mean, this was probably 2001, quite a while ago. When she came back, she would sit in church and the sermon would be going, and all of a sudden her right arm in a fist would thrust into the air and she would go, ho! And she thought, oh my goodness, am I a narcissist that I'm trying to get all this attention on me? Like, I don't think I'm trying to do this, but, you know, an amen would be a little bit more socially appropriate. And so I have actually had that ho happen once or twice to me, but it's not a common thing. So what did happen, though, is that in that November of 2022 conference with John and Carol Arnott, I came away from there, and maybe sometimes once a day, sometimes maybe 40 times a day, my head would quickly shake back and forth for probably a half a second. So it'd be like back and forth, kind of like that. And then it would be done. And I wouldn't necessarily always think, oh, I'm really having this very spiritual moment. Sometimes I might be thinking about an almost car accident or something, and I'd have that little head shake. And it was so unpredictable. I think it took my husband 6 months before he noticed. And he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, this just happens occasionally. It's fine. And so then a few years later, or I guess this year, the spring of 2024, I went and saw Heidi Baker and a couple of other people at a conference. And ever since then, so for the last few months, my head will turn to the side and I go, whoo, like that, which has seemed to mostly replace the head shake back and forth. So my friend Adrian pointed out that the whoo with the head turn was often happening when I was making some kind of a connection in my brain, which I hadn't been able to identify what the, I guess, similar factor was for this particular experience. And then I went and I asked my friend Connie about it, because she's had years in the prayer world. And I should say, Cindy McFadden had said, oh, that's just a sign of renewal. So it wasn't something to be concerned about. Like, I never thought, oh my goodness, am I having a seizure? It was so clearly, both of those were so clearly started with a particular prayer experience. I knew that it wasn't a medical issue. And so I asked Connie, though, like, I don't mind, truly, I don't. It's not something that really distracts my life. But it does seem a little bit awkward if I'm trying to have a conversation with a business client and my head starts periodically going, whoo, off to the side. That's odd. And even though it hadn't necessarily happened a lot, it did happen a couple times in different business client meetings. And I usually just hope that they were looking another direction or that it was quiet enough. But I said, do you have any thoughts on this? And she said, well, let's ask Jesus, which is, of course, always an excellent answer. And so she just said, Jesus, what do you have to say about this? And it was so precious, because what the Lord said was, it is an honor to be marked by the Holy Spirit. Which is true. And so that was a needed perspective change for me. In terms of like, oh, I don't actually need to be embarrassed about this. Whew. It is an honor. And then Connie also said, I don't think this will be something that will happen forever. It's probably just, she didn't say a phase, that wouldn't be the right language, but kind of like this is a presentation, shall we say, that is happening right now, but won't happen the rest of your life, most likely. And that also was helpful, because at this point, since I've had this particular Holy Spirit tick for a year and a half, I think if it were to suddenly vanish, again, I'm not keeping track to be able to say for sure that happens every day. So it would probably take a little bit before I recognize that it had departed. But I think it were that to happen, or whenever that happens, there would probably be a little bit of grief at this point. So this is another reason why it's precious to be able to talk to others in the midst of the walk of faith. So thanks be to God. Lord, for all of the gifts, for all of the ways that you challenge us, instruct us, delight us, we are grateful. We love you, Lord. Amen.